This is Matt Prescott from The Morning Show. One of my favorite annual events is coming up. It's the 18th annual Starlight Serenade Benefit Concert. It benefits a wonderful organization called Hands for Hope LA. And it's a program for underserved youth in our communities and their parents, too. Because if you're a single parent or if there are two working parents in the family and work calls you away a lot, who's watching the kids? If you're in North Hollywood, it's a good chance it's Hands for Hope. And Lydia Floyd is here, who founded this incredible organization. Hey, Miss Lydia.
Hello. Great to be back.
We won't sing it for you this time. We also have the incredible, one of the baddest keyboard players and singer-songwriters in the business, and one of the most entertaining performers as well. She is a musical director for the event. Gail Johnson joins us. Hey, Gail.
Hey, Pat. Good morning.
And back in the shadows, taking care of the business for many, many, many years now, is the amazing Jackie Smith, who just has, you know, you just do everything, girl, and it is appreciated.
Thank you. Hi, Pat.
How's it going? Before we talk to Lydia about Hands for Hope, let's talk a little bit about the event first. And Jackie, how did you get involved with Hands for Hope? And what has motivated you over all these years to put so much time and so much of your heart into this?
Well, there was a phone call from a very close friend who said, I have an idea, and I'm going to have a barbecue at my house, and we're going to talk about it. So my husband and I went
to
this.
They always suck you in with the barbecue and the Midwest.
Every time. And we walked in, and, you know, like, wait a minute, there are a lot of people here. And then she walked out with easels, and we went, uh-oh.
Set up.
And she started talking, and we, you know, felt her heart, understood what she wanted to do, and start trying to figure out how we could make it happen. 18 years later, here we are.
And it is pretty amazing. This event, name some of the artists who have performed over the years, because I think just about everybody in the business has been through this organization's event at some point in time.
We've had Kirk Whalum. We've had Boney James several years. We've had Dave Koz, Huge Groove. We've had
Peter White,
Ryan Robinson
in there.
Norman Brown. Right? We could just go on and on for quite a while. But yeah, we've been fortunate to have some of the top artists on our stage, and they've donated their time.
That's right. People like Gail, who has just not only was willing to play and perform at the event, but then was willing to take over the reins from your hubby and start to be the musical director, which is a pretty big job on an event like this, isn't it, Gail?
Yes, it is. It's a lot of artists, a lot of music, and a lot of, can we do this? And I don't want to do that. And so you want everybody to be comfortable and, you know, just accommodate all the artists and give them everything that they need. And we just appreciate places like Center Staging for donating the space to do it so the artists can feel comfortable. And, you know, Greg Hudson Audio Works.
Yeah, Greg does a great job, too.
Greg has done a great job with Backline. So, you know, we just try to give everybody the equipment and the space and the snacks and play the heck out of that music.
And we've been at a number of places, but I kind of like that Harmony Gold Theater. There's a kind of intimacy and warmth.
Absolutely.
And I really love loading in the back where you just walk right out from the parking lot. That is, I bet you all like that a lot, too, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Love it.
Very Stafford and Otis are very happy about that.
And Lydia,
A1 production team.
I know for you, another big help for you is your husband, Stafford, who has really been supportive from day one with Hands for Hope. And he does an awful lot also to make this event happen. Got to give him his credit.
He does. Mm-hmm. Stage manager, jack of all trades, anything that we need, snacks for the rehearsals and setting up equipment at the rehearsals and just being my backbone and my support. And he's a talented musician himself, has a jazz group.
Exactly.
And he's doing well. So, you know, I appreciate him and everyone who's done so much to help this organization.
And it really is all about the kids and their families, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. You know, and some of the kids are getting into music and they're performing at the concert, so they're getting to see these wonderful, talented musicians and deciding whether or not they want to go into music in the future. So, you know, it's really a great event.
You know, it's one of the things I love about Hands for Hope as an after-school program. You know, it's not, I mean, it is a very important thing now to be able to get that homework done and take care of those classes, especially when your parents can't be around to help you and to supervise you. They get a lot of assistance and get to build a nice community of friends who are trying to achieve as well as they all come up together in the program. But in addition to that, you really give them a wider worldview. I mean, if they never become successful in music, just what they learn from the discipline behind being exposed to and learning about the arts and culture and seeing people from a lot of different fields, it's really about a full life view, isn't it?
Yeah, the holistic view. We want to approach and fill the needs of the whole child. And, you know, they have on Mondays Tai Chi and recording class and SAT prep. And then on Tuesdays, animation and Zumba. And Wednesdays, cooking. And Thursdays, music, guitar, drums, piano, voice, rock band. They are having a lot of different classes. And then, you know, there's field trips. We took them all to Black Panther at El Capitan on Saturday. And,
oh, my goodness.
You know, there's anything that we can come up with. We've taken them to plays. We had them at Skyscape. And some kids had never been up that high in a building. And that was where we had our holiday party. Everything that we can do to expose them to anything at all, we try to do.
And what motivates you to work as hard as you have? I mean, I say it all the time that, you know, you're like a one-man band pretty much. I mean, you got great helpers here. You got some good sidemen.
Definitely.
Some of them sitting in this room right now, including Cheryl, who's doing the PR and everything. And Cheryl's been hanging around this event for a long time, just being supportive and is working now, you know, really helping with the PR and the marketing.
And the wonderful Pat Prescott, mm-hmm. who's helped us for so many years.
Yeah, he stuck with me, too.
Absolutely.
Years. Yeah. You know, there's definitely, it may seem like I'm one man, but I'm definitely have some help. I have great help and a great team of people who care, and it shows.
I think that all of us in this room, though, would agree that you are the lead dog, that if you weren't there, mm-hmm. you know, how easy would it be for us to fall off into the dust? You are the glue. You are the glue that's kept all of us together with you
Absolutely.
For a while.
That's right.
Well,
I appreciate
and
everyone.
It's because of your love for what it is you're doing. Talk about that, about how you started this organization, what it means to you to see how it has grown and how this event has survived over 18 years in Los Angeles, y'all.
Well, I started this because I grew up in a single parent household and my mother was struggling and had epilepsy and had four kids. And, you know, I know what it means for a single parent to be trying to do it alone. So I wanted to be able to help other single parents. And so we still do things for parents. We took the parents on a shopping spree to Target through one of our wonderful donors. And, you know, they were able to buy everything they wanted for Christmas for their kids. We had another artist, Jizzle, who works with P. Diddy, and she came out and did a Mother's Day makeover. And so we do things for the parents, and that gives me joy because I really wanted to help single parents like my mother. But the thing that they wanted the most was an after-school program or some place for their kids to be while they were at work, some place for their kids to have opportunities that they couldn't give them. So we were able to do both things, and I love doing it every day. I love seeing it every day. This past weekend, we took all the teens to a workshop. And at that workshop, one of the teens who's been bullied and got left back came in, and he played guitar and played some of his songs that he wrote. And there were some musicians there who just critiqued him and gave him some input. And he just was so happy. Miss Lydia, this was a great experience for me. I live for that. Yeah. I live for those moments.
Yeah. You know? And you get a lot of those moments. And another moment that you get that seems to be happening more and more is young people who have been through the program coming back to give back, mm-hmm. because this is one of the things that you teach them in Hands for Hope. And I know that that is really gratifying for you. We see a lot of these young people return every year at the event.
Yeah. You know, I try to reach out to some of the alumni. You know, they're starting to come into their own. You know, we have one that works at New York Life. And, you know, it's just interesting for me to see that development. But I think that they would not have been where they are without Hands for Hope because they would have been on the streets. And they need to have some engagement and not have too much free time. They need to have things to do and be productive. And when they're doing that, they're not out there. And I think that that's what kept them on the straight and narrow, and that's what we try to do.
We talked about the support you get from your husband, Stafford, but let's not forget the rest of the family, because your children, who are grown adults now, have grown up watching you guys sacrifice so much to make Hands for Hope happen. And they've caught on to a little bit of that dream, too. And when we're around, we are going to see the kids. They're going to be there.
Absolutely.
We're all up in the middle of it. That's got to make you feel good, too.
Definitely. You know, my daughter, Asia, has been in the program. program for many years, and she's now been a counselor for many years at the program. This year's concert, she's going to be leading the teen girl choir, singing a Bill Withers tune.
And I'm willing to bet if mom has anything to do with it, eventually she will be taking over.
That's
the plan. That's right. She needs
a successor. We're all looking for the succession plan at this point.
And my son is teaching the recording class, which makes me very happy, too. He's a sound engineer, and he's coming out and working with the kids, so it's been wonderful.
That's awesome. Let's talk a little bit about this year's event, because not only do you have some stellar artists who are going to be performing, you really have one of the finest artists in the world being honored on this evening. And I tell you, I am so super excited about Bill Withers. How'd y'all get Bill to agree to come? Because, you know, he doesn't leave his house a whole lot. Who was the secret weapon on that one?
Yeah, we have a secret weapon.
Yeah, somebody on the committee.
A very old friend of his by the name of Frida Payne reached out for us. And Frida's sister,
She's a great friend of the organization, too.
Right, and her sister, Sherry, who was with the Supremes, is also on our committee and a volunteer that works with us. So she reached out to Frida. Frida reached out to Bill. We're very grateful to her for that.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we wanted to honor him for some time. We really appreciate him. His legacy is amazing. Wonderful songs that all the kids, everyone knows. Yeah. You know, so we're very excited about this.
And what a great career. I know as an artist, you can really relate to that, Gail, to be able to, for such a short window of time, to do your thing and then to withdraw from it and to still be relevant in the way that Bill Withers is.
Absolutely, because he is just a legendary songwriter. So, you know, people are covering his material and sampling his material, and Bill Withers just...
And the checks just keep on coming.
The checks just keep on coming.
And he's enjoying his life. You know, I used to feel like, well, Bill should, he really should perform. But after I saw the movie, Still Bill, I think I kind of got it. Yeah. He's doing what he wants to do, and he's quite happy with that.
As it should be. That's the way you want it to be.
It'll be nice to bestow some love on him, though, and there'll be a lot of artists who'll be doing that. I'm sure they're going to be Bill Withers songs that are part of the program, right, Miss Gale?
Yes.
Tell us about the rest of the artists too that have booked this far. And I know that a lot of times you can't mention everybody. A lot of people have commitments, and it's been that way for many years. That's why it's always a great event to just show up to. Just come on, because it's going to be an entertaining show, and you're going to have a great time.
Yeah, we always have a great show. This is our 18th annual, 18 years of entertainers coming and donating their time. So this year we have Mr. Greg Adams, one of the founders of Tower of Power.
And he's got that hot East Bay Soul band, too.
Incredible
trumpet player.
Absolutely. And, well, Smitty's been playing with him for quite a few years now.
Quite a few.
And Smitty's
Everybody wants Smitty, please.
Yeah, everybody wants Smitty. So we're lucky to have Smitty actually in the band this year.
Yay!
You know, so we were hoping that, you know, Boney was going to be around so that Smitty could be available. So while Boney's out on the cruise, we got Smitty. And so I'm looking forward to that. We also have the great keyboardist, legendary composer from Earth, Wind & Fire, Larry Dunn.
Who's got a hot, hot show. People are talking about it.
Yes.
And he's a great guy, too.
Yes. He's a sweetheart. In fact, Cheryl Aronson said, hey, I just did an interview with Larry. How about if I call him and see if we can get him for the show? So thank you, Cheryl. He's been, you know, he sat in with me some years ago. I played downtown at the athletic club with Paul Jackson Jr., and he came and he sat in and he just cranked up that mini Moog and he got the going, and I'm telling you, so that's been fantastic. Jazz and Pink will be on the show.
Yay!
We're celebrating 10 years together.
Is it 10 years already?
10 years from 2008, so we're just very excited to, we're only going to play a couple of songs, but we're going to represent women in jazz, as we always do. And
you'll be rocking the pink, as you always do.
Yeah, we'll be rocking the pink.
Got a job. I'm digging that purse over there, by the way, my man. Kind of nice there.
And we have the great, fantastic, warm, lush vocalist, songwriter, Mr. Gary Taylor.
Oh, my goodness.
So
yes,
girl,
indeed.
Hold on to your hat. Yes, I tell you. Yes, he will be there.
And we have the wonderful Sinbad, who I just saw at the Saban Theater, who did an amazing show.
Oh, my God. So he came out funny, didn't he?
He is one of the funniest human beings on the planet.
And clean comedy.
And you know what? He is somebody who also loves the mission. mission of Hands for Hope.
Yes, he does. Ever since he got involved, he's been all, you know, hands on deck ever since. So we're really appreciative of him.
Well, we're excited about the whole thing. It is all going down on Saturday, March 10th at 8 p.m. at the Harmony Gold Theater as we pay tribute to an American music icon, Mr. Bill Withers, and raise money for one of the finest organizations I know, Hands for Hope LA. And I'm super excited because March 10th is my birthday.
Yes, it is.
This is celebrating. I know how to throw a party.
Yes, you did.
Send bands coming to my party. Bill Withers is coming to my party.
And we got a surprise female vocalist. We can't tell you.
Can't tell
you.
Oh, really?
But we got a surprise.
We always have a secret, Pat.
I love a surprise.
We always.
Grammy winner.
I love a surprise. I got to say, though, I just enjoy so much being in this room with the four of you, four amazing women. Proof once again of what we can do when we put our heads together. We are
Absolutely.
Really something awesome.
Absolutely.
Did y'all see Black Panther?
Yes, we did.
Did the
yes.
women rock it or what?
Did they rock it or what?
Those warriors. Hey, warriors in red? Oh, my goodness.
I loved it.
All they needed was some pink outfits, and
yeah,
Gail would have lost her
some
mind.
Pink outfits.
Well, listen, ladies, I'm looking forward to seeing you on March 10th. Thanks so much for stopping by here. And it is my honor and pleasure to be a partner in arms with all of you. And thank you so much for everything you're doing in our communities and just for being so doggone cool. I will see you on March 10th.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pat.